Kodak's board of directors will begin looking for a new CEO for the company as Kodak emerges from bankruptcy in the third quarter. Kodak has announced that Antonio Perez will leave his position as CEO a year after the company leaves Chapter 11 protection or until his successor is named. Perez will be active in the selection process for the new CEO. He is also offering to remain as a full-time advisor to the board for up to a year and to serve Kodak as a consultant for an additional 2 years. Here to talk more about the news from Kodak this morning is Dennis Lowhouse. He's an investment manager at Forte Capital in Rochester. Good morning, Dennis.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Good. Is this announcement about the departure of Perez expected at this time?
Yeah, I think that that most observers expected that Perez would step down after the company emerged. The company is going to need a different set of skills because, frankly, it's going to be a different company.
Well, what does a post-bankruptcy Kodak need in its next CEO?
Yeah, keep in mind that they're going to be in very, very focused businesses, primarily imaging and primarily in printing, and therefore they need someone who can focus on those businesses internationally, because it's no longer the large conglomerate that it used to be, and therefore I think the skill set is different. I think the other thing is that creditors and financiers want to see somebody else at the helm.
Well, Perez has certainly seen his share of criticism for Kodak's decline in recent years. How much of the blame do you believe can be laid at his feet, and how much do you think belongs to his predecessors?
Well, you know, it's funny. It's hard to apportion blame, you know, on a percentage basis. I think it's a function of the company that was handed to him, number one. Number two, a board that seemed to sign on to certainly strategies that didn't make sense in this digital age. And perhaps three, his maybe optimism over how quickly they could turn the company or in what way. So I think there's lots of blame to go around with this company. So I wouldn't put it all at his doorstep, certainly.
Given the criticism that he has received, do you find it at all surprising that he would remain on as a consultant slash advisor for up to 3 years and also take part in the process to select his successor?
Yeah, I certainly think it's way past time he should have left the company. Number one, number two is I would certainly prefer to see a completely fresh start. And so while he may understand at this point the operations of the company and therefore have some useful input, I think it's really past the time when he would really certainly be useful to the company. So I'm a little surprised that he'll be involved for up to a couple of years. But it may be that the board expects that, you know, the transition will need his expertise, if you will.
What do you think the new leadership would need to do in the early days to inspire confidence on the part of shareholders in Wall Street?
You know, I think you've said the word. I think it's inspiration. I think that the leadership is going to have to come out swinging, if you will. They're going to have to sell investors. They're going to have to sell customers. They're going to have to sell companies, our prospective customers, of how this new Kodak can add value and that can grow from where it is. That this is no longer a company that is in decline and a company that is just sort of closing, to a company that has a new vision. So to me, it's not about a leader who can manage so much as a leader who can inspire.
All right, Dennis, thank you very much for your thoughts this morning.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Dennis Lowhouse is an investment manager at Forte Capital here in Rochester.